reflection on what we discussed today about learning and the reflective cycle. A thought that crossed my mind is the fact that through the reflective cycle, what you're looking to do is to arrive at principles. You have an experience, a teaching experience in this case. You describe it, analyze it, and generalize, make assumptions and generalize, and make plan actions. Now, the assumptions and the generalization seem to me like building up a theory that you need to prove through your action plan or your plan action, or disprove. So when you generalize, you're actually building a theory. And the aim of all of this, it seems to me, is to arrive at principles that you can then apply in different situations, teaching principles. Now, this brings me to a question, which is, if the aim is to build principles, then eventually we will be teaching by principles. But the reflective cycle is focusing on teaching, not by principle, but by reflection, teaching by reflection. So where is the balance? That's the question in my mind right now. Where is the balance between teaching by principle and teaching by reflection? Are all principles up for being disproved or proved? Or are all principles up to be challenged? Maybe the case is that, yes, all principles should be challenged at some point. Should be compared to the experience and challenged. But it brings me back to the idea, because in many of the literature and teaching, there's actually a book called Teaching by Principles. And then the counterpart of that is Teaching by Reflection. And you cannot have only one. And I guess the challenge is to find the balance between teaching by principle and teaching by reflection. This whole discussion reminded me of the idea of the trial and error and the God complex, which are some concepts. Like many times we find people in scientific communities who have, or you know, academia who have a God complex, who think that they have an answer for every question and that they can arrive at any answer through reasoning, through logical deduction or whatnot, and that there is a right answer. While trial and error seems to be the more, even though it's more time-consuming, the more accurate you arrive at more accurate solutions through trial and error. In teaching, then, teaching by principle seems to be sort of like favoring that God complex, where you think you know how learning happens, you think you know how teaching should be done, and so you go ahead and do it. While if you're learning by reflection, you're really teaching through and learning to teach through reflection, you're really teaching through trial and error. And every time that you go to class, it's a trial, and you need to find out what works, what doesn't, in order to learn and to iterate. So those are the thoughts that came to mind today, and I'll be posting this on, and hopefully it'll be useful for someone else. All right.